There have been more airstrikes, bombings and bloodshed in Iraq as a Sunni rebellion gathers pace there. Militants from the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria remain in control of parts of Fallujah and Ramadi in the country's west. As their name suggests, the militants, backed by Al-Qaeda, want a new Islamic state in the region. Iraq's Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, has other ideas. He's urged them to stop fighting and he's using Iraq's air force to bomb them into submission. Middle East correspondent Hayden Cooper prepared this report.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
On the Fallujah Highway, men wearing masks and carrying AK-47s celebrate. In the background, several vehicles are ablaze. The road has been taken by Al-Qaeda-linked militants. This is a call to Al-Anbar province, one man says, on a video uploaded to the internet. These are the vehicles of Nouri al-Maliki. We will destroy them. Their message for the Iraqi Prime Minister had already been heard loud and clear. Fallujah, the government acknowledges, is now mostly in the hands of hostile tribesmen and ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. From Baghdad, the Prime Minister is urging all rebels to back down. I am calling on those who are deluding themselves to reconsider, he says. They've been involved without knowing in supporting Al-Qaeda projects and protecting it in several ways. Now they're responsible for the consequences that our forces face as they fight criminals and killers. In Ramadi, unlike Fallujah, government forces at least have the help of some tribal groups. Together, they're trying to retake the town. The sound of the conflict rings through the night. Ali al-Masawi is an advisor to the Iraqi Prime Minister. There is increased coordination between the army and tribesmen in Ramadi, he says. The army provides the tribes with weapons and everything they need in this battle against the terrorists. I think this issue will be resolved within 1 or 2 days to expel the armed groups. In Ramadi and Fallujah, the situation is so serious that Iraq's Air Force has been deployed repeatedly to attack the ISIS rebels. In one strike, local officials say 25 were killed. In the capital, Baghdad, the sectarian conflict is just as violent. Sunday was another day of bloodshed after a series of car bombs and roadside bombs killed at least 19. The biggest attack was in a Shiite suburb in Baghdad's north. It's now 2 years since American forces withdrew from Iraq. During a weekend visit to the Middle East, the US Secretary of State John Kerry promised to support the government in Baghdad, but he left little doubt that this time US help has its limits. This, he said, is Iraq's fight. This is Hayden Cooper reporting for AM.